next to the headquarters of the Lower Colorado River Authority, a group of fifth graders are lined up in front of four small water pipes. The pipes are labeled agricultural, environmental, industrial, and municipal. And LCRA educator Jerry Walker is about to give a lesson in creating water policy.
So when I say go, turn your wheels to the left, that makes the water come out, and you turn the wheels to the right, and that'll stop it. Go!
The kids try to keep the flows even, but it's harder than it looks.
My goodness gracious, agriculture doesn't have enough water? The fish are like drying out?
Every 5 years, the state of Texas basically tries to do the same thing, to make efficient use of a highly limited resource. The next statewide plan will be approved in 2011, just in time to head to a state capitol, overseen by a freshly elected, or maybe re-elected, Texas governor. And State Representative Patrick Rose, a Democrat from Dripping Springs, says the next legislative session is going to be a big one for water.
Being smart about groundwater conservation and sustainability, and that our economies that are along and depend on both of those resources are strong as we move forward.
How do we pay for that?
James Kovas is the manager of water supply planning for the LCRA. He says at the legislative level, a lot of water planning comes down to an age-old question.
How do we develop the infrastructure necessary to take and get the water where it's needed in our state to help fuel the economic growth and the population growth that we're seeing? How do we pay for all that?
Our perspective would be that water projects to some extent have been overfunded.
Ken Kramer is the state director of the Sierra Club, and he says water will be on the top of the legislative agenda for another reason. Many of the agencies that deal with water are up for sunset review.
Those agencies are going to have their water policies discussed by the legislature, and that means that basically there could be a lot of changes in those things.
Given all that action coming down the pipe, the LCRA's Kovas says he's noticed a troubling trend in Texas.
In the western states, the drier parts of our country, you see a lot of interest in water, and it's a day-to-day interest. It seems that we don't see that here in Texas for some reason or other until we get into a situation like the drought.
That attitude could extend to our next governor. Water hasn't gained any traction on the campaigns, and of all the major candidates for Texas top office, none of them offer their positions on water issues, even on their websites. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.